Sanjay Sardar is the Chief Information Officer of the Federal Energy Regulatory Commission and the Government Chair for ACT-IAC's Management of Change Conference, which is happening May 18th through the 20th at the Hyatt Regency Chesapeake Bay in Cambridge. Sanjay, this is one of my favorite events of the year, and there's a unique, I think, very fascinating theme that you and your colleagues have put together this year. Tell me where this idea came from and why you think it's important, Sanjay.
Well, first of all, thank you, Francis, for having me. This is we are also very excited about MOC. MOC has been around for quite a while, and I think this year, hopefully, we'll have just as exciting an agenda as every other year. The theme this year, though, is redefining that 21st century government brand. Now, I'll tell you how we came about on this is, you know, as you hear in the news or everywhere else, the federal government was known for things like putting a man on the moon, developing the internet, things of massive focus. And we are currently not known for that anymore. We're starting to get a, if you will, not the greatest reputation in things like the leaks that are happening, et cetera. My colleagues and I started looking at this and started thinking about this, and what we found was there is still so much good work happening in the federal government, so much innovation that still takes place that doesn't get the light shined on them. So we started thinking about, well, it's really an issue of how is the brand of government being perceived by everybody, and how do we help redefine that? So really focusing on some of those new things that are happening, some of those all aspects, cool things that are happening in the federal government. That's where the topic came about.
The combination there, though, that I see is that it's not just a brand issue, it's also an execution issue. And I take away from the list of six topics that you're going to cover at the conference this time that that's just as important. The brand is certainly important, and making the citizen aware of the good things that are happening on his or her behalf inside the government's important. But the execution of it to reinforce that seems to be a combination you're working toward. Did I catch that right?
No, absolutely. And obviously, I didn't want to make it sound like just the brand, but you're absolutely right. The execution is very, very important. The six areas we're looking at this go-around is adopting agile in the federal IT space, going out on a limb, risk-taking innovation, failing fast, implementing a continuous diagnostics mitigation, open data, open and flexible government, and should government act as its own systems integrator? And I'll talk about all of those if you're okay with that.
Yeah, I would like to hear about each one of them. The first one I'd like to start with is agile. The approach that you're taking, is agile real in federal IT? Because I think we're sufficiently now into the concept of agile development that we should have a good sense of whether it's working or and how it's working for federal agencies.
Absolutely. Agile is one of those methodologies that it takes a good amount of discipline to get it working correctly. Agile focuses on performance. It focuses on high-performance teams. The federal government as a whole has many, many requirements put on projects that are not just performance-focused. Everything from reporting to multiple stakeholders to complex financials, complex budgeting, et cetera. So how would Agile work? There are pockets of government who have made Agile work very, very well. Everything from creating those teams to actually looking at the acquisitions of Agile projects. So this topic will really explore that, really explore how does Agile work, can it work, and is it right for every area or every project in the federal market?
I think that's the most important thing that people will want to take away from that is there's an assumption based on, I think, the way that it has been promoted through OMB, and I'm not faulting them, but they have said, hey, this is really important, and so I think there's a perception that, well, we should try to do Agile for everything, and that may or may not be the case. It'll be interesting to hear that explored. The other topic I wanted to make sure we hit on is the one, should government act as its own systems integrator? I wonder if there's a particular healthcare website that might have generated that conversation, Sanjay.
As much as the healthcare.gov site versus many others that where government and industry have strong partnerships to develop something, there sometimes the roles of where the government should play does get a little muddled, and it's not always clearly defined. So government has strengths that industry does not, and industry has strengths that government does not. So really trying to explore, should the government play that integrator role? And in some cases, we're finding that that's a very strong scenario, and others not so much. So really understanding why and when to act as that integrator is going to be a key topic area.
The next one is that I want to ask you about, Sanjay, is data, open data, what's in it for us? And boy, that is a big question right now, because it strikes me that, you know, data experts tell me that there are kind of three stages of dealing with data. There's understanding the collection and assembling of the data, and federal agencies seem to be pretty good at that. Most agencies now, my understanding is, have a pretty good sense of what they're collecting and how to put it in some kind of order, that just that they know what they have. Then the second is organization, and that is the process of getting it to a point where somebody else can do something with it. And then the third point, and that seems to be kind of where we are right now. And then the third one, when this is really successful across government, is analytics. We have all this stuff, and we can make sense of it. We can help use it to help us understand how we execute missions, serve citizens better. What is your sense of where we are on that trajectory and what you would like people to kind of take away from what they learn at MOC?
So this is why, like, I also like MOC so well, because there is such a strong partnership of public and private dealing with situations like open data or topics like open data. Where the government today is with open data, we are trying to expose a lot of data. Open.gov, other websites that are, or other agencies that are looking at data and really trying to federate out and liberate all this data that's out there. Now, I think in the government market, you're right. We are getting to the point of there is all this data, so now we're trying to organize it in a rational way that people can then use it accurately. But that's where industry comes in. They're starting to help us figure that out. Now, we're at that stage in our maturation process where private industries are using some of this data to promote different things, but what is the government getting back from it? That's something I think we need to really look at. Then also take this one step further, all of this data being opened and liberated, as you will, may have some consequences. What is that mosaic effect? We're going to be talking about that at MOC, and I think that's an exciting topic to really hit on.
Sanjay Sardar is the Chief Information Officer at the Federal Energy Regulatory Commission, and he is the Government Chair for Management of Change this year, hosted by ACT-IAC. You can read details about the conference, how to register, and so on at federalnewsradio.com/in-depth. You are also going to talk about risk-taking, innovation, and failing fast. You're calling it going out on a limb. And in government right now, that's really the case. And it kind of ties in with, I think this one ties in most tightly with the broader conversation about government's brand and government's effectiveness, because this is the perception that people have in their minds, fair or not, that government shouldn't ever make mistakes. And I wonder if there is room for risk-taking and innovation right now. Because of that, people may be in a position where they're afraid to fail, Sanjay.
Well, and I agree with you, Francis, 100%. I think taking risk is probably the best way, and in fact, failing is often a best way of learning how to do things correctly. I think just the environment that we're in today, the government is not great at taking risks. So we do want to figure out what is it that's going to help promote that risk-taking nature, that innovation nature that we're talking about. And how can we fail fast? I mean, we know how to fail. We know how to fail massively, but we'd like to fail fast, cheaply, so we can then learn from it and keep going forward. I think this discussion at MOC I'm most interested in, as all government agencies and all government, I'd say technologists, the risk-taking is a part of the job. So how do we make it safe so the government does it well?
Open, flexible government is another one. That is something that people are looking at all levels of government, not just the federal government. Where do you see the conversation going about that topic, Sanjay?
All agencies are faced with changing models of how work is done. Everything from what started with the Telework Act to now more flexible space and open space concepts that GSA has been modeling. It's a brave new world out there. How do we make sure that all this collaboration, all these collaborative tools that we have out there are used correctly to really promote a good work environment? work as we know it is no longer sitting in offices and doing what you're supposed to do. It's very much collaborative. It's very much distance agnostic or even device agnostic. How do we make that all work? That's a great topic at MOC that we're going to discuss.
All right. The last one that we will hit on is implementing continuous diagnostics and mitigation. And that is something that it's not just a want to do, it's a must do as OMB lays out what it is agencies will be expected to do to keep their network secure.
Yeah, this is a very, very in-depth topic that we're going to go into. It is something that all agencies must do, but they have to do this correctly. Continuous monitoring, continuous diagnostic and mitigation, it's not an easy topic. It's a very transparency-based topic. There's cultural shifts, there's technology shifts that have to play in that really enable this to work correctly. So we are looking at MOC to work this out, find something that helps all agencies implement this well.